It's unacceptable. Disappointed with the performance, the result. The fans showed their anger at the end of the pitch and they're starting to show it towards me, so it is frustrating. We're doing everything we can during the week to try and get the team fitter and stronger, but I'm not accepting it's individual errors again. Three again, and we lose the game, we get back in at 2-1. I think we can go on and get some. We've got David Ball on, Jack Payne, Owen Doyle. We've got players on the pitch that can hurt teams, but if we keep doing that and we keep getting silly goals away, then it's getting harder every week now, because I'm saying the same things here and I can see fans' frustration. There's nobody more frustrated than me, and I've just told the players that in no uncertain terms that I'm not accepting it anymore, because I'm getting to a stage now where I'm just repeating myself. I'm getting bored listening to my own voice and changing them.
Do you feel like a little bit let down by certain players at times?
I'm not let down. I think it's mistakes again. We've got a lot of young players, and I've just told the players that we need to get some leaders in. I think we're all too nice for each other, and that's things that need to change. And I think now they are trying, some of them, but literally they're just that wee bit of quality. You've got a lot of young players playing, which makes it harder, but I expect more off my experienced players, especially back two. These are things that's hurting us every week now, and as I say, I'm repeating myself, but everybody needs to step up, not just them two, but everybody. But I thought the three goals, Aiken didn't need to do anything for them. We've had a goal, we've had five or six half good chances to get back to two each, and we just dally in the last third, so these are frustrating things.
Saying all that, the first goal is hugely controversial. We've had a look at it, there's a nudge in the back on the Gowan and the ball hits his hand clearly, however there's no intent there, so that changes the game.
Yeah, of course, and the referee comes over and gives me a yellow card. It's the faraway linesman that's seen it.
He didn't give it the ref, did he?
Nobody gave it. It was a strange decision again. I think it was a far linesman. Ryan's hit it with his left hand. This linesman didn't see it in the stand side. The fourth official didn't see it, but the faraway linesman gives it.
Well, he wouldn't have seen the push, would he?
But he still couldn't see a handball, because the ball's this side of three players. So that's frustrating, but it's when you're down there, that's a decision that go against you. But I say we just need to make sure that we get back in and start trying to cut out these mistakes, because at this moment in time it's killing everybody.
Had a big shout for a handball as well in the second half where the guy takes it with him, so I know it's a frustrating afternoon, but the luck has got to also be on your side as well.
Yeah.
Do you feel like everything's going against you at the moment?
No, I just think sometimes it is a penalty. It's 2-1, he's sliding across, he grabs the ball with his arm. The fourth official says it's accidental. Well, which Ryan's? So these are things that go against you, and I just think if the game goes 2-2, there's only one team that's going to win it, but we can't keep giving schoolboy errors goals away. It's killing us, and it's going to continue to kill us until we either try and get someone else in that can help us, and that's where we are just now, and I can see the fans' frustration. I'm frustrated no more than them, probably more.
Obviously went with a big guy up front, Brunker. Is that how you want to play, and at the moment that's what you've got to go with?
No, it's not how I want to play. People are getting misconstrued. I'm not getting players to play how I want to play at this moment in time. So if we try and play it fair back, we've tried it a couple of times, we concede more chances. The chances we've conceded now in the games have been limited to mistakes.
Yeah.
And the three mistakes, it's killing us every week. It's not playing football for me. If we want to play football from the back, we've not got the players to do it, and it's no disrespect to the boys. But if we did do it, you'd be giving chance away left, right and centre. We're not. We're conceding schoolboy error goals, and it's killing us at this moment in time. It's killing me, because these are things that frustrate me, because I've pride myself on what I've done in my career in management, and at this moment in time I'm not seeing it, and it's really disappointing.
I can see you're frustrated, but I've got to say, for the first time today, it's probably the only game we've maybe not deserved to take anything from, as much as we were in it at one stage. All the other games where we have lost, we felt a little bit unlucky. Today's probably a little bit different.
Yeah, it's mistakes. This league's all about mistakes, and you make mistakes, you get players at the top end of pitches who take their chances. We've had four or five decent chances, we've created them, and we don't get the final pass or the final shot at goal. So these are just things that we have to go and we have to be patient with, but my patience has run out with some players.
So where do we go from here? Just to work hard and get at them and make sure you cut us out the mistakes, David?
Well, I've been here 6 weeks now, and I've been coaching them every day to try and do it. So if you keep repeating yourself, then people aren't listening. So these are things that I need to look at, and as I say, it is frustrating, but these are things that I need to try and put in place. And it is this moment in time, you're trying, working extremely hard every day and working to try and get it right. But as you say, mistakes at this level, We I don't see any other team making mistakes, and Owen Doyle walking through and getting an easy one-on-one with a goalkeeper. So, but as I say, it's where we are just now, and as I say, we just need to go again next week.